He's dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah, here we go. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dummies doing dumb stuff. And then we vote. Dummy number one, dummy number one. An argument about yams led to an altercation and an arrest, police say. A man at a house party told investigators he noticed some yams growing along the fence. Curious how big they were, the 47-year-old started to dig a few up. The neighbor saw him, told him to stop. It led to an altercation between the two, including one man being knocked out and the authorities being called.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two dummies. Dummy number two. A man arrested after skinny dipping in a condo pool said he did it because he was hot. Deputies arrived at the condo on June 3rd after receiving calls of a man taking off all his clothes and then entering the pool. A condo employee and several customers said that they asked the man to put his clothes back on, but to no avail. By the time the deputies arrived, they had succeeded in convincing the man to put on his red underwear. The man told deputies he was very hot and had to get into the pool to cool off. He was charged with indecent exposure, trespassing, and disorderly conduct.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. And we have a reader for this week. By the way, if you'd like to be a reader on our dummy show here, all you got to do is find a link to a true story, a funny story about somebody doing something dumb. Send it to Dan and say, I'd like to read this on the air. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we'll get you on the air. You'll read it. And you'll get some Lumel Nadis. It's a win-win-win situation. So get to it. Our reader this week is Steve. For being our reader, he wins a Lumel Nadis gift certificate. Lumel Nadis, home of the best deep dish pizza in Chicago. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at lumelnadis.com. Take it away, Steve.
This is Steve for You Big Dummy. An unidentified man in a red sports jersey was caught trying to shoplift an astonishing amount of meat in his pants. A video that is now going viral shows a store employee approach the man as he attempts to walk out. I got you, the worker can be heard saying. I don't care what you are. This is about the third or fourth time you've done this to me. You should be going to jail. After a brief exchange, the employee says, give me that crap now. The gentleman in question then proceeds to take package after package after package of assorted types of raw meats, including a full rack of ribs, from his pants. The video was posted to Facebook June 8th and has since garnered more than 63 million views. It is unclear where the incident took place or if charges were filed. Now back to you, Nick.
Oh, my God.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Have you seen the video, Dan?
I have. We'll put a link up.
Okay, because I have to see that. That's pretty fantastic.
I'm trying to count how much meat.
Oh, you're trying to count the amount of meat that's in his pants?
Yes.
We'll put that video up on our Facebook page if you'd like to see the surveillance video of the guy with tons of meat in his pants. Just go to Facebook.com/NickDShow. Dummy number four, dummy number four, four dummies. An elementary school apologized after graduation DVDs were found to contain pornographic videos. The school warned parents not to allow their children to watch the discs, which were supposed to show scenes from a recent graduation party. About 90 students received the DVDs, which were prepared by a contractor as part of the school celebration. Oh, no. Oh, no. The school celebration of National Hug Day. Oh, man. The contractor allegedly recorded the party on DVDs that were previously used to store pornographic videos. Portions of those videos played after the graduation footage ended. School called on parents to return the DVDs, and officials said that the students will be given corrected copies.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Oh, wow. Dummy number five, dummy number five. A soccer player was ejected after being accused of intentionally farting on the field. The Guardian reports that Adam Lundqvist, 25, was given a red card and sent out of the match after the referee determined that his fart was, quote, deliberate provocation and, quote, unsportsmanlike behavior. I had a bad stomach and I simply had to let it go, Lundqvist said. And when I received two yellow cards and then a red, I was shocked. Player on the other team said, I was standing a good distance away and I heard the fart loud and clear. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen on a pitch. Later, the referee said, I perceived it as deliberate provocation. He did it on purpose, and it was inappropriate. Lundqvist's team eventually lost the game 5-2.
Dummy.
All right. We have to vote here. Let's see. We've got the dummies who got into a fight over yams. We got the dummy who went skinny dipping at a condo pool. We got the dummy who stuck a ton of stolen meat down his pants. The dummy company that put kids' graduation parties on DVDs with porn. And the dummy who farted on the field intentionally. This is a good batch, man. This is a good bunch of dummies. Dan, where are you going with this?
I love details, and I think the fact that they were given out as gifts on World Hug Day
Yes. Makes
me think that it's the porn guys.
It's the porn school. Okay, Esmeralda.
Oh, I do love a good fart joke. I like the hug
and
one,
red
though.
Underwear.
I'm gonna go with the hug one.
You're going to go with the porn?
Porn.
Okay.
Porn hugs. They're special hugs.
Yeah, I know. But see, kids are going to really not know what hugging is. They're going to be very confused as to what hugging is.
They're just wrestling.
And then, like, you know, like maybe 3 days after they see it, someone goes, hey, can I give you a hug? And they immediately start crying. Vic is working on the news report right now. I'm going with the stolen meat. But the winner is the dummy company that put the porn on the kids' graduation. All right, we got a break here. We got the news, and then after the news, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and Fly James Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich and the opening bell coming up at 5. All right, it is Friday, and we've got Fly Jams Friday coming up. Make sure you get your requests in, 312-981-7200. But this is Straight Out of Context. This is, of course, when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
First up, Carol heard this one of Esmeralda.
Make it explode.
Okay.
Next up, Steven submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
I went to bed with them.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
All right. Johnsburg AJ emailed this exchange between morning show producer Mary Sandberg, Steve Cochran, and Mary Vandevelt.
We play a lot, and it's my favorite hole.
That's time, great. So. Let's go get the ball.
Well, I was eager to get up to the ball.
Uh-huh. Plus, you were very hot and sweaty. So
I was.
Uh-huh, honey. Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful hole. And he went down.
Whoa.
know what's fantastic about that? She was talking about her engagement to Pat. It's a very romantic story when you hear it in context, and we turned it into that.
It's filth. Just filth.
Congratulations, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations. Okay.
Eric sent in this one of Bill.
Like, do you just go until you can't go anymore?
All right.
Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Anna DeVantes.
Violetta, get on that.
Ooh. Okay.
Brian submitted this one of Anna and Roe.
We're going to do me in just a few minutes.
I can't wait for that.
Uh-huh. All right.
Everyone, including our own Vic Vaughn, emailed this one of you.
What's going on in you? Oh, yeah. That's when I asked the most inappropriate question to Esmeralda earlier this week. Oh, God. All right.
Eric sent in these of Bill and Wendy.
Instant gratification.
That's all we care about.
That midday show is filthy. Okay.
Chip and Jesse heard this one of you.
Go deep. I don't even know what was going on there. All right.
Brian submitted this one of Esmeralda Leon's favorite, Lou Manfredini.
Squirt it on my hands and I just rub it all over my body.
Come on.
Esmeralda's
so
jumping
good.
Up and down right now. She was jumping up and down after that clip, laughing.
Oh, they're always the best.
Her Esmeralda's favorites are the Lou Manfredini out of context. It's okay.
Matthew emailed this one of you.
I imagine that I'll be spending a lot of time in the old bedroom. Ooh. Oh. Yes, by myself. Okay.
My good friend Mark Guest sent in these of Bertrand.
Let's do it. As long as you pay for the balls.
Oh, man. Okay.
Eric heard this one of Roe.
He's penetrating.
Ooh. Oh. Wow. That's why they call it afternoon drive. Okay.
Billy submitted this of you.
I've touched Dan. Now, I want to say that that was not you that I was referring
right.
to. I was referring to Gossip Girl. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eric emailed this one of Wendy.
Both the double H's I whipped out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What? Whoa. What was she talking about? Do we know what she was talking about?
Yeah, she was... Something crazy had gone on, and she referred to it as hullabaloo and something and else
oh,
that's
okay.
Other than ancient. So,
right.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, it's not too far off if you've met her. Okay, next.
All right, next three are from Harold. First up, you.
Boy, Bill making it like three times this week. Wow. All right.
Then Patty.
No, and I'm not going to measure you. Now it's too big.
Okay.
And then another one of Anna.
I thought it would be harder.
Boy, Anna all over it this week.
Yeah.
God, filthy. All right.
All right. Jesse sends us these two of Andrea Darlist. First up.
Change my vibration.
Uh-huh.
And finally, another one of Andrea.
I like wood.
Did she say she likes wood? All right. Good for her. Is that it?
That is it.
Wow. All right. All right.
Spies.
Hey.
Right.
Spies. Like us.
That's right. All right. Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, you're the spy. Jot down the info. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got, Dan?
All right, two clips this week. First up, Steve Cochran's text question of the day had to do with a potential revolt of Republican delegates and possibly trying to find an alternative presidential candidate.
Final suggestions for people to replace Trump: Jeff Daniels, Bob Dole, the congressman.
Oh, yeah.
Bozo the Clown, Gary Johnson, the libertarian. Mitt Romney, come on back. Or the one we've all thought of, Nick DiGilio.
Wow. What kind of a lunatic sent that in? Good God. I like Cochran's video. We had the one we all thought of. Okay.
And, I should mention our spies this week were Eric and Celine. This one is also from the morning show. Some interesting news about the patron saint of the Nick DiGilio show, Matthew McConaughey.
People magazine, Steve, has come out with their 100 Reasons to Love America issue just in time for the 4th of July.
That's nice.
Number one, any guesses?
Steve Cochran show.
That was 101, unfortunately. Okay. That just missed the cut. But number one reason to love America, I'll give you a hint. Nick DiGilio would be over the moon.
Horror movies?
No. Who's his boy crush?
Matthew McConaughey is the number one reason to love America?
Matthew McConaughey. Okay,
I'm not going to look at the list now because the list is stupid.
People magazine,
what?
Number one reason
to
love America.
What?
They're citing his background. How
I remember when People magazine did great journalism. Now this.
Mr. All-American.
He doesn't even wear deodorant.
I was loving America
allegedly
before I was being paid to.
All right, now before you guys all go dissing.
Matthew McConaughey's bull came in second.
Matthew McConaughey. Jeez. All right, I won't give you the rest of the list. That's just we just went right to number one for make Nick happy.
People magazine is the finest publication on the planet.
I love that everybody knows how much you love Matthew McConaughey.
I opened the show with his voice every night.
Still, Steve Cochran just immediately went, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, yeah. No, people, I like Matthew McConaughey. I kind of like him. I kind of like him.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.